Madam Speaker, I move that one, this House acknowledges the traumatic effects of the forced adoption practices of the past that have echoed through the lives of tens of thousands of mothers, fathers, people adopted as children and their families, and two, all members of this House, with profound sadness and remorse, say to those living with the ongoing grief and pain of forced adoption practices that we are sorry. The trauma induced by the forced adoption practices in the past has reverberated through the lives of tens of thousands of mothers and their children who were removed. It's affected fathers who were never given a say, as well as the families who never knew the truth of what went on with the brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, or grandchildren they lost. It caused years of pain and grief for many, instead of the joy and delight which parenthood might reasonably have been expected to bring. Today, in this Australia's first Parliament, we acknowledge the terrible wrongs that were done, and with profound sadness and remorse, say to those living with ongoing grief and pain, we are sorry. We've come to know about this shameful episode of our history because of the courage, commitment and strength of many individuals. Mothers, fathers, people adopted as children who refused to stay silent about the injustices they suffered. Their mistreatment was first publicly acknowledged by this Parliament in the December 2000 releasing the past report of an inquiry into those past adoption practices. During its inquiry, the Legislative Council Standing Committee on Social Issues received more than 300 written submissions and heard testimony from fathers, mothers and those who were taken for adoption. Committee members heard distressing accounts of actions taken to secure or not secure a mother's consent to the adoption of her child. They heard of women routinely denied access to their babies in the hours and days after the birth. This year's Senate committee report on former forced adoption policies and practices also recorded evidence of events last century that led to the babies of many young single women being taken for adoption. The Senate committee concluded that it was incontrovertible that forced adoption practices were commonplace. It's hard to fathom how these practices were allowed to occur when today in the 21st century we celebrate motherhood and family in all its form. In communities everywhere, the image of the expectant mother is one of great joy and hope for the future. But mid last century, society didn't look kindly on the young, pregnant, single woman. Rather, these women usually faced the disappointment of their parents and the disapproval of their community. They were made to feel ashamed.
And they still are.
In those times, and in those prevailing attitudes, adoption was believed to offer the perfect solution, a clean break, a chance for a fresh start. It was considered to be in the best interests of everyone. But the problem was that this policy ignored the fundamental bond between mother and child and the lifelong trauma caused when that bond is prematurely and brutally severed. In the lead up to today's apology, the Minister for Family and Community Services, Prue Goward, met with many mothers and fathers and people adopted as children to hear their personal accounts of how the experience of adoption had affected their lives. They were heartbreaking stories of loss and grief. These deeply personal and moving recollections reinforced the Senate Committee's conclusion that forced adoption practices were wide-ranging and common. One mother told of being lied about the death of her baby and the torment of living with that lie until she finally learned years later that her son was in fact alive. Another mother spoke of being drugged and sedated to impair both their judgment and their memories of giving birth, and they recounted other dehumanising treatments. An adopted man told of uncovering a desperate and anguished letter from his mother to authorities, pleading for her son to be returned to her. A father spoke movingly of the disenfranchisement of his fatherhood as authorities steadfastly ignored his wishes to parent his child. All felt their basic humanity had been violated, trampled, ignored. Some women felt they'd been coerced into giving consent and that their right to refuse or revoke consent was deliberately concealed from them. And Madam Speaker, although no two experiences were the same, they all shared a common and single claim. All were extremely vulnerable and in great need when they were denied the care and support they deserved. As a parent, I find it almost impossible to comprehend the pain caused by such treatment. and equally incomprehensible is the resilience of those who lived and continue to live with the wounds inflicted. For some, it remains a constant struggle. We know that others have already succumbed and will never know of this apology. One woman described to Prue the, quote, ice in her chest in her battles with feelings of pathological grief. This heartfelt and honest testimony helps explain the trauma that was experienced as a result of these past practices and why this apology is owed to those who suffered. Publicly acknowledging these terrible wrongs and their tragic consequences is important, but acknowledgement alone is not enough. Today, on behalf of the people of this state, the Parliament of New South Wales expresses its sorrow and remorse for the lasting damage these past practices caused to the lives of so many. We are sorry you've had to wait so long for this apology. We know that you live with the consequences of those practices every day. We are sorry for the forced adoption practices that severed the fundamental life-giving bonds between mother and child. We apologise to the mothers who were not asked or listened to and who were never given a choice about the future of their children. We apologise for making you feel ashamed and unfit to care for your babies. We say sorry for treating you cruelly and insensitively when what you needed and deserved most was care and support. To the women who have carried the pain of loss, grief and separation throughout your lives, we say sorry. We apologise to the people forcibly adopted as children for taking them from their mothers at the moment of birth. You grew up never knowing the truth of your birth or how much you are wanted or loved by your mothers, and for that we also say sorry. We apologise to the fathers whose wishes were ignored and who were excluded from any arrangements for their child's future. Many fathers were carelessly written out of the lives of their children, and for that we are also sorry. We apologise to the families who suffered as a result of forced adoption practices. We're sorry you were denied the opportunity to build the loving and lasting relationships with the brother or sister, niece or nephew, or grandchild you were never allowed to know. We recognise the partners and children who've watched loved ones struggle with the traumatic effects of these adoption practices, often without knowing or understanding the gravity of past wrongs. To those whose relationships suffered as a result of these practices of the past, we say sorry. Madam Speaker, we know that saying sorry can never change what's happened, but it's our great hope that this sincere and heartfelt public apology will offer healing and comfort to those who have suffered because of the practices of the past. For many, this apology will rekindle sad and unsettling memories and stir deep longings for resolution and peace. But hopefully and helpfully, this apology may also bring a liberating sense of release from the shame and secrecy of the past. We hope that all of you who receive this apology, whether present or not, can feel assured that finally we understand the silent struggle that you have endured. Today and into the future, we honour your strength and resilience and your determination that for the truth to be revealed in the hope that such injustices never happen again. A striking feature of many of the mothers who have spoken out about past adoption practices is that above anything that they seek for themselves from this formal apology, they wanted solace for the children taken from them. They want their adult children to know that they were loved and not abandoned. We hope this apology helps adopted people make that journey. Nothing today is critical of adoptive parents who are committed to the well-being of their children. This apology is focused on what this Parliament's 2000 inquiry called the unethical and unlawful practice of forced adoptions and its impact upon all those involved. Today, more than mere words, we want mothers, fathers, those who are adopted and their families to know that through concrete measures that we are sincere about redressing the wrongs of the past. Many people affected by adoption have spoken about the excessive costs they incur as part of their search for family. To help lessen financial barriers to family reunion, the Department of Family and Community Services will waive the fees it charges for the authority a parent or adopted person needs to obtain their adoption information from other state government departments. We also know that today's apology may raise buried or unresolved feelings of grief, loss and trauma for many people affected by forced adoption practices. The Post-Adoption Resource Centre has been offering information, counselling and other support services to people affected by adoption since 1991. We will increase funding to this valuable service with particular focus on the delivery of services to those in rural and regional areas who were affected by past forced adoption practices. I'd like to express my gratitude to the men and women who've shared their deeply personal experiences, whether in writing or in person, with the Minister, with myself and with members of this Parliament. Your insights have been moving and they have been invaluable. I also want to thank the many people who've travelled across our state to be here today to receive this apology. I thank all of you for your generosity of spirit in listening to our words of regret and sorrow and remorse, words that are long overdue. I hope your journey of recovery and healing is made easier by what you've heard and what you will hear today.
Thank you.